This past summer, we brought you this news from North Dakota. Officials there wanted to project a warmer image, and the solution they hit on? Drop the North. It's a cold word, they concluded. Why not let South Dakota bear the burden of distinguishing between the two states? This proposed linguistic sleight of hand also caught the attention of humor columnist Dave Barry, who poked much fun at the chilly North Dakotans. Barry lives in Miami. Dave McFarlane lives up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and read with great interest Barry's columns ridiculing the plans for the name change.
He also at the same time looked at a website that we have called the Grand Cities. There's a lot of flowery language in there. One of the words is, this is a place where the earth meets the sky.
Earth meets the sky.
Earth meets the sky. Well, Dave thought that the earth meets the sky in almost every garbage dump in the world, and no one writes about that. What are you guys doing? We saw that and saw this as an opportunity to tout the merits of Grand Forks.
And to have a little fun.
And to have a little fun with Dave, too. So instead of being very defensive, we started Let's Get Dave to Grand Forks campaign. And one of the things we did, we started sending out postcards to everyone we knew in Grand Forks. We gave them postcards, and they were going all over the world. So Dave was getting all these postcards from everywhere in the country and everywhere all over the world telling him about the good things and why he should come to Grand Forks.
I think Dave Barry wrote in one of his columns that he thought he had received a postcard from everyone in North Dakota, all 150 of them.
He got 160 postcards, which he thought was pretty much everybody in North Dakota, but actually there would have been about 300 postcards to hit everybody in North Dakota, so he was off.
And what else did you guys do to try to lure him up to North Dakota?
Well, the mayor of Grand Forks promised Dave that if Dave came, he would name a sewage lift station after him.
What is a sewage lift station?
When you flush toilets or showers, etc., it goes to a main and flows to a central collection spot, which has a pump. Now, those pumps pump it to a sewage lagoon or sewage treatment plant. We've selected one for Dave.
And Dave Barry, good sport that he is coming up to Grand Forks to see what the town has to offer, what the city has to offer. What kind of good time are you going to show him?
He will meet some of the city civic leaders. We have the lift station dedication, and then we have a traditional potluck dinner.
Now, I was reading about this potluck in the paper. It sounds like it's very structured about who brings what.
You have to make sure that the right food shows up. So we have a hot dish, which in the rest of the world is called a casserole, but we call them hot dishes up here. That is on the south end of town has that. The north end of town has Jell-O and buns, and the east side of the river has bars. Now, bars are made out of Rice Krispie or Special K. There's marshmallows mixed in with them, and you put them in a pan and cut them into little squares.
Now, Dave Barry is comfortable down there at his home in Florida. You're inviting him up in January, and I assume that you've got to be hoping for a good blast of cold weather and
well,
snow.
Well, you know, we're worried. It's been very warm up here. The temperature today is 25 or so, which is very warm.
Temperate, even.
It's almost balmy. Average temperature this time of the year is about 10 above for a high and about 5 or 10 below for a low. And we're hoping we at least hit average.
Well, Dave McFarlane, thanks so much, and have fun with Dave Barry.
We will.
Dave McFarlane of Grand Forks, North Dakota. Columnist Dave Barry is due to arrive in the city later this month. By the way, plans to shorten the state name to just Dakota have been shelved.